On You They Bloom, written by Ashley Ryland and read by Kaber. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It features the relationship between Tim Drake / Danny Fenton and is additionally tagged with soulmate identifying marks, soulmate AU, and trans Danny Fenton. This is part 2 of Chrysanthemums and Arboretia.
Is it cool that I said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? 'Cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? 'Cause I know that it's delicate. Isn't it?
How'd your finals go? It had been 2 weeks since Tim had met up with Danny at the coffee shop, and they had been texting almost constantly since then. Danny, Tim discovered, was not only good-looking, but smart and funny and charming, which really was just incredibly unfair, all things considered. I want to die. Again. Tim couldn't help but chuckle a bit at the response he got. He was also dramatic and often used the fact that he'd been legally dead once as a punchline to a lot of jokes. At least they're over. You want to grab dinner? The three dots that showed typing appeared and disappeared for a few moments. Tim felt his anxiety spike. I don't exactly have the funds for that. On me. Tim chewed his lip as he watched Danny type a response. He knew that Danny was on the Wayne Grant and likely was just getting by, but Tim had more than enough for the both of them, and it was normal for one person to pay for a date anyways. You sure? Positive. What do you like to eat? There was another pause where Danny seemed to hesitate to answer, and Tim got anxious all over again. This was ridiculous. They'd been talking for weeks at this point, and they were soulmates. What did he have to be so anxious about? Ty? I'll pick you up at the dorms. Tim closed his laptop and packed it up before grabbing his jacket from the back of his chair and heading out of the office. Pam looked at him in obvious surprise as he walked by, and he offered her a wave. You're leaving. On time? She asked, looking confused. Tim could feel himself blushing, damn it. Have a date. Tim grinned a bit in response. Well, then don't let me stop you. Tim huffed at her and continued on his way out of the office. He made it down to the parking garage in his car, tossing the laptop into the trunk and got into the driver's seat. He took a steady pace to the Gotham U dorms, pulling into a short-term parking space in front of them before grabbing his phone. Here. A moment later, the door to one of the dorm buildings opened and Danny walked out. He looked around and Tim waved from the car. Danny headed over, getting into the passenger seat and looking around. Nice car. Thanks, Tim replied, before turning his attention to the road, pulling out of the parking spot. Is there a specific Thai place you were thinking of, or... No, not really. I'm not super familiar with places around Gotham. I know a good spot, Tim said, and changed lanes to get them to the place he had in mind. It didn't take long for Tim to park in front of the restaurant in question and get out of the car. Danny got out as well and followed Tim, who offered him a smile and opened the door, holding it open for him. Danny stepped inside and looked around before looking back at Tim with his own smile. God, he was so attractive. The hostess was quick to seat them, getting quickly flustered when she realized that it was Timothy Drake Wayne who was standing in front of her station. Once she dropped the menus on the table and made her way back to the hostess station, Danny raised an eyebrow. You get that a lot? Tim shrugged a little. Only when people realize who I am. Oh, so I have that to look forward to for the rest of forever. There was a teasing smile on Danny's lips that assured Tim that he didn't mean it. Tim's heart still skipped a beat at the thought of this being a forever thing. You get used to it, Tim said, taking a sip of his water. But yeah, you're likely going to be mobbed by the press once they realize who you are, and you'll probably get the same treatment. Boy, you make this entire situation sound better and better by the second, Danny replied as he looked over the menu. I don't know if you saw the press coverage of my tattoo from 4 years ago. No, I didn't really pay much attention back then. Yeah, well, everyone was obsessed with figuring out who had a scar that matched. Joke's on them, Lichtenberg's scar's fate. Tim frowned a little at the reminder of just what had given Danny the scar that had killed him. He explained how his parents had created a portal that went into another reality that was connected to theirs and how they, for some inexplicable reason, decided to put the on switch on the inside of the machine. How he, as a stupid teenager, had gone inside the machine for a picture his friend was taking and ended up accidentally hitting the switch. How he had died from the amount of electricity that had run through him when the portal opened. He hadn't explained just how he'd come back to life, but Tim could only imagine the panic that had set in and the mad dash to the hospital, or maybe calling an ambulance that had happened. Maybe his parents had medical equipment in the lab just in case of emergency. All Tim knew was that Danny had somehow survived the horrific ordeal. Yeah, well, that's going to cause them to ask all kinds of questions that I'm telling you right now you don't have to answer, Tim said as he looked over his own menu. They'd never believe me if I told the truth anyway, Danny quipped, setting his own menu down. Tim eyed him for a moment. Did you tell me the truth? Tim knew that he did. Danny hadn't shown any of the classic signs of lying, and Tim was pretty well versed in them at this point. He trusted that Danny hadn't made up any of the story. Of course. Do you not believe me? No, I do, but I can understand how others might not. It's a pretty wild story, Danny agreed, playing idly with his fork. And it just gets more wild from there? Oh? Tim asked, raising an eyebrow. Danny just grinned at him before turning his attention to the waitress that had just walked over to them. They placed their orders and Tim sipped his water again, wondering what Danny could possibly mean by that. He seemed a little nervous about it, whatever it was. I don't really want to explain here, Danny admitted after a long silence, and Tim gave a nod in response. Yeah, there are things that are best kept out of public spaces. It sounds like someone has a secret. Tim bit his lip. He had a lot of secrets, and he technically had Bruce's permission to tell them. It was just a matter of when and how. Are you busy after this? No, why? Why don't we go back to my place and we can talk about some things? Because I know that it's that they get. Isn't it? Danny let out a low whistle as he looked around the penthouse. I didn't think you were telling the truth before. I certainly do now. Tim snorted in response, hanging up his jacket and towing off his shoes. Danny mimicked him quickly. Tim stepped into the apartment and gestured toward the couch in the living room, just off the entryway. Make yourself comfortable. Do you want something to drink? Danny shook his head in response and gracefully flopped down to the couch with a small sigh. Tim followed him, sitting on the other end of the couch, sideways, pulling his legs up under him so he was facing Danny, but they still had some breathing room. Where should we start? Danny asked, knowing where he was going to start, but uncertain if Tim wanted to go first. Do you want to start, or... I can. Danny shrugs a bit, shifting so that he's turned more toward Tim. I kind of already mentioned that I, well, died. Yeah, that came up briefly, Tim deadpanned in response, and Danny chuckled a bit. Yeah, well, there was a bit more to it than that. It's kind of hard to explain, but long story short, I, was electrocuted and brought back to life over and over again. The thing that brought me back to life sort of gave me powers? You're a meta, Tim breathed in response, and Danny shook his head a bit. Not technically. It's complicated. Danny ran a hand through his hair in frustration. But anyway, being that I suddenly had powers, I kind of took up a vigilante career when I was around 14, which is why I get injured so often. Sorry, by the way, but you seem to give as good as you get, so... Kim was staring at him with slightly wide eyes at the admission before he started laughing. Danny blinked in surprise. What's so funny? What vigilante are you? Tim asked instead, and Danny blinked again. Small time. You probably haven't heard of me. Phantom was my moniker. Tim laughed again, covering his face with his hand and relaxing significantly. Are you still doing the vigilante thing? Not since coming to Gotham, he admitted. I've been a little busy, and Gotham seems mostly taken care of already, so I don't usually feel the need to step in. Yeah, Gotham is taken care of, Tim agreed with an amused smile. By me. What? Danny's brow furrowed in confusion. What do you mean? I'm Red Robin. There was dead silence for a moment before Danny started laughing. You're kidding. Tim shook his head. That's what I was going to tell you. I can't believe that you're a vigilante too. Danny grinned in response. So then, we're good. Yeah, we're really good, Tim said with a smile. I was worried about how you'd take that. Yeah, me too. Can I, huh? Kiss you? Yeah, Tim uncurled himself from his position and met Danny halfway. The end. 'Cause I love-